In the name of one God, Holy Trinity, Amen. I suppose what we've been talking about these last few weeks of the season of Easter is doing something or becoming something that demands more than a normal share of one's life. Or at least we've been reading the stories that lead up to that kind of choice that we might make. Easter demands all of our lives, but maybe not in the way that we normally think. I think apprenticing ourselves to Jesus or to the way or to a life of faith and service, however you want to say it, is more than a part-time or even a full-time job. It's not a hobby. It's not an avocation. It is a way of living in the world. And I like the way that Jesus describes the action or the work of becoming a follower, a lover, a student of this way. He says, I lay down my life in order to take it up again. He goes on to say, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. An acknowledgement to that inner authority that humanity has. I think sometimes when we push ourselves into the middle of these I am passages, I am the good shepherd, I am the gate, I am the vine, because of the very power of the verb to be, we can get caught up in the idea that God wants us to be somebody else, that our lives, our identities as they are, aren't sufficient, aren't enough, aren't good enough. But I don't agree with that. You don't hear Jesus saying he's intent upon laying down his life to pick up somebody else's. What I hear Jesus saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, is I have always been a shepherd. It's who I am. And I was born to be a good one. And I've managed to live into that intention. For some time now, and I think I've stolen this from Presbyterian pastor and author John Ortberg, but I did it so long ago that I don't really remember doing it, but he needs to get credit. For some time now, I've described the life, the God love life, the way, the life of faith, being a Christian, however you want to articulate it. I've described it as becoming more you than you ever imagined yourself being. Maybe you've heard me say that before, but this idea that we don't change who we are, but we become more of ourselves than we ever imagined ourselves being. I'll tell you a little story about somebody who I believe did just that, somebody who became more themselves than they ever imagined themselves being. A story about another good shepherd. He is a dear friend of mine. He's one of my daughter Jade's godfathers. She has several. He's a lawyer from Los Angeles, and he's just a dear, dear friend of mine. Really, a lot like a big brother to me. His name is Steve Turner. Steve is a giant, and he is an extrovert's extrovert. You may have heard the phrase, never met a stranger. I would say that Steve Turner has never, ever met a stranger. He was an athlete, a basketball player as a young man. He's a total sports fanatic, and all three of his kids went on to play college sports. David played football at Williams, Catherine played volleyball at U of Penn, and John played football at Washington for the Huskies. Now, a tiny bit more background before we get to the good shepherding. At my last church in Santa Monica, once a year we do something called Bring Church to a Friend Sunday. Now, I'm sure that some of you have heard of different church campaigns for growth and hospitality that center around bring a friend to church. And let the record state, I am a believer in bringing friends to church, especially if it might be helpful to them. I believe that inviting people to church is a good idea. But at the same time, sometimes we can slip into a habit of only doing church at church. Or thinking that this, what we're doing now, is the point, rather than this, what we're doing now, preparing us for who we will be Monday through Saturday. So in Santa Monica, we decided to turn things on its ear and bring church to a friend. We would announce for a few weeks that we would not be holding a church service on the first Sunday in December. And I don't remember exactly what year this was that Steve did his work, but I know that it happened on the first Sunday in December. We would encourage people to take others, those who they thought might need it, the love and nurture and comfort and challenge that church delivers to them, to take it to them in some tangible way, to take the love of God, to show them in some creative, meaningful way that they are beloved in place, not in church. So Steve, giant, never ever met a stranger, Steve is at a gas station in Hollywood filling up his car. Now, for those of you who don't know Los Angeles and don't know Hollywood, Hollywood, somewhat ironically, is a pretty tough neighborhood. Do you know this? Some of you do. Some of you do. So giant Steve Turner is filling up his car in Hollywood, and this equally giant, or even more giant, 6'11", north of 300 pounds, African-American man approaches him at the gas station. He approaches him with the words, "Hey, I'm big, but I'm not bad." He offers to wash Steve's windows, but Steve declines. And uncharacteristically, Steve says, he does give this big, but not bad man $5. In the exchange, the big but not bad man offers to wash Steve's windows again, and he agrees to accept the washing, and the man responds, "See, you bless me, and I bless you." And in that exchange, Steve recognizes this man to be Lewis Brown. Now, I told you Steve was an athlete, and I told you he's a total sports fanatic, which, if you know Steve, is an understatement. Steve recognizes this man as Lewis Brown, a Compton basketball phenom against whom he had played basketball decades earlier. Lewis went on to a basketball scholarship at UNLV. Lewis and his teammates took Compton to 3 consecutive championships, and Brown was a part of the squad that raised UNLV basketball to the national contention level under coach Jerry Tarkanian, also known as Tark the Shark. Do you remember this era of basketball? Yes. So I can tell you there are a million reasons why Lewis did not go on to a successful NBA career. But in the second decade of the 21st century, at 56 years old, he spent most days at the mobile station in Hollywood, washing windows not too far from a spot on the street where Lewis had called home for more than a decade. I remember talking to Steve on Friday, the Friday before Take Church to a Friend Sunday. He said, "Jimmy, I'm going to take church to Lewis on Sunday." And he did. Steve drove around Hollywood until he found the spot where Lewis had a mattress on the sidewalk, and he spent some time with him. Over the course of the weekend, Steve Turner laid down his life. Father, husband, successful lawyer, and he picked it up again. Father, husband, successful lawyer, sports fanatic, never ever met a stranger, servant to humanity, lover of God and other people. Over the course of the next few years, Steve would pilot his E-Series Mercedes down a back street in Hollywood, California, get out of his car in his suit, and spend time with Lewis, his friend. There were times when Steve tried to get Lewis to enter various programs. Sometimes Steve would give Lewis a little money with no strings attached. Other times he would put Lewis up in a Hollywood hotel for a few days so that Lewis might catch his breath. Other times they would sit together in a Hollywood fast food restaurant and tell stories of their basketball glory days. Steve and Lewis became close, close, close. Steve brought Lewis to church one Sunday and he told his story to our church. These two men became virtual brothers. A New York Times reporter caught wind of this incredible story, and Steve and Lewis ended up above the fold in an amazing article that you can find on Google this afternoon. You see, Lewis had been estranged from his family, and Steve facilitated a reconnection and some phone calls between Lewis and his mother just before she died. Together, Lewis and Steve found Lewis's sister, and they were in the midst of arranging a rather complicated reunion between brother and sister when Lewis collapsed on the street in Hollywood, called for help, and died right there where he had spent more than 10 years. Big but not bad, washing windows, sharing stories about B-ball glory days, hanging with his friend Steve, and getting blessed and blessing others. You might hear this story and think, well, no way. No way. That's not me. I couldn't do that. And I would respond, of course you couldn't. You're not Steve. That was Steve's work to do. Huge, athletic, never ever met a stranger, Steve. But I can assure you that your Lewis is out there. He or she is. Someone who desperately needs love and blessing and care and nurture and attention and shepherding. Someone who will in turn become your brother, your sister. Maybe they already are. When you lay down your life, it is that person who will hand it back to you. It is that person who will help you pick it up again. And you will be more you than you ever imagined yourself being. Steve Turner is not a hero. Steve Turner is a flawed human being with a huge heart. He is also a good shepherd. And you can be too. Amen.